is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Israel has struck more than 1,000 targets in Lebanon today and is going after Hezbollah leadership. The barrage of strikes has been one of the most intense since the 2006 Israel-Hezbollah war. Nearly 300 people have been killed. Israel has called for civilians there to evacuate. Prime Minister Netanyahu.
I have a message for the people of Lebanon. Israel's war is not with you. It's with Hezbollah.
President Biden is meeting today with the president of the United Arab Emirates, a key ally in the region. CBS's Stacey Lynn is at the White House.
President Biden says the two leaders will discuss the war in Gaza and other regional issues, including the rising tensions between Israel and Lebanon.
My team is in constant contact with their counterparts, and we're working to de-escalate in a way that allows people to return to their home safely.
And he said today's a big day to move their partnership forward.
The Pentagon is sending additional U.S. troops to the Middle East. It's not saying how many or for how long, but is citing the uptick in violence in the region. Birmingham police are asking the public for information that will lead to arrests in a weekend shooting that left four people dead. More than a dozen others were wounded. Police believe it was a targeted hit by multiple shooters. CBS's Christian Benavides has the latest.
There is a $100,000 reward for the suspects here. Officials saying that they're looking for multiple suspects who jumped out of their vehicle, opened fire on a crowd that was here right outside a hookah lounge.
New numbers show violent crime is down again from the spike during the pandemic. CBS's Matt Piper has the stats.
Crime overall fell in the U.S. in 2023 compared to the year prior. That from FBI statistics showing it declined 3%, with murders and non-negligent manslaughter dropping about 12%. Rape, according to the report, also saw quite a drop at about 9.4%. The FBI's annual report is based on data submitted by law enforcement agencies around the country.
We're learning more about the suspect arrested in an apparent assassination attempt on Donald Trump at his golf course in Florida. The Justice Department says Ryan Routh wrote a note months earlier saying he intended to kill Trump. A new CBS News poll shows Vice President Kamala Harris with a slight edge now over Trump. Reporter Libby Cathy is in Blairsville, Pennsylvania.
The Trump campaign says they are confident right now. And what this polling really shows us from the weekend from the New York Times and our own CBS polling is that this is a close race. It is anyone's game. And it's really an election that's going to be fought in battlegrounds like Pennsylvania.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 52. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The runaway soldier from Racine is going to return home. Travis King, the soldier who crossed into North Korea in 2023, has pleaded guilty to five charges, including desertion and disobeying officers. He was given 1 year of prison. However, he'll be able to return home immediately due to time served. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is in the area today. He's made stops in Milwaukee, Racine, and Brown Deer as part of a get-out-the-vote effort before early voting begins. Former Piggly Wiggly owner Ralph Malicki has declared his intention to run for Racine County Executive. He made the announcement on his Facebook page. Three Racine organizations are getting money to help prevent violence. A total of just over $141,000 in grants are going out through the city's Department of Community Safety. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
That is the number one job of the quarterback, take care of the football, and he's done a great job of not putting it in harm's way, and quite frankly, that's allowed us and given us confidence to open some of the things up, to come out and throw a pass on the first play of the game, anticipating they'd be geared up for a run, you know, and to get that big explosion play to Jay Reed, I thought really set us off.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Crisp, cool, and refreshing day today under mostly sunny skies. Highs will only reach the upper 60s. A few clouds filter in tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a shot of a few scattered showers. Some of those may linger into tomorrow. Otherwise, partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Welcome to my Monday afternoon. Glad you're here with us. Here's the five stair steps. This is Ooh Child on WRJN.
Ooh Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh Child, things will get brighter. Ooh Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
together and we'll get it undone. Someday when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. To be brighter.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and the Wisconsin Badgers. Well, the Badgers are back in action after a bye week. Our next game on WRJN is this Saturday, September 28th, when the Badgers take on USC in LA. Kickoff is at 2:30. We'll have it for you here on WRJN.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app, so climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Dream baby.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 57. Could see a shower mainly after 1 a.m. Tomorrow, chance of a shower and a high of 70.
Hello.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It was a busy weekend for politics here in Wisconsin. Friday, Democratic presidential nominee and Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison. She filled the Alliant Energy Center to capacity with more than 10,000 people. Saturday, Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde held a few events. And also Saturday, Senator Tammy Baldwin held an event in Richland Center with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help businesses who rely on a cold, snowy winter when we don't exactly get one. We had a mild winter last season, slowing down tourism. Seven counties across northern Wisconsin lost an approximate $6.5 million. And because of climate change, it's likely these warmer winters will happen more and more. The Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act would help small businesses qualify for disaster relief when they don't have the weather they need to thrive. And here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is in the area today. He's made stops in Milwaukee, Racine, and Brown Deer as part of a Get Out the Vote effort before early voting begins. The 82-year-old activist is focusing on engaging inner-city youths, particularly high school seniors and young adults who have never registered to vote or need to update their registration. A statement says Jackson aims to encourage voter participation without endorsing specific candidates. The Racine Common Council is seeking applicants to fill a vacancy in the 14th Aldermanic District. It follows Alicia Garrett's resignation to pursue a career in the Air National Guard. Eligible residents of the district have until October 4th to submit their applications to the City of Racine Human Resources Office. The council will appoint a new alder during its October 15th meeting. That person will serve the remainder of the term ending in April. The Racine Family YMCA has reopened its aquatic center. It comes after an extensive annual deep clean. The facility, which offers a range of swimming programs, is thanking the YMCA of Metropolitan Milwaukee for their assistance in the effort. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Crisp, cool, and refreshing day today under mostly sunny skies. Highs will only reach the upper 60s. A few clouds filter in tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a shot of a few scattered showers. Some of those may linger into tomorrow. Otherwise, partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Local news, timeless hits from Jackson Brown and Doctor My Eyes on WRJN. That was his first single, and getting that first hit under his belt was very satisfying for Jackson Brown because his first recorded album in 1968 was never released.
It's all right, girl. The fact is,
and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, if you're wondering when the next keyword is coming your way, in the WRJN Go for the Green or Gold statewide text to win contest, the next keyword is coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Be listening.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No, 'cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing well. So oftentimes we hear customer service stories, but they're usually bad customer service stories.
Yeah, of course.
I've got a good one for you.
A bad one?
No, a good one.
A good bad one?
No, a good one. A good good one.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's hear it.
So last night, I know what I'm doing. Last night, my wife and I and one of our kids, we went to a local pizza establishment, a local restaurant known, I mean, well-established in the area, well-known for their pizza, right?
Okay.
So we order a large half pepperoni, half green olives.
Mm.
Okay. And as the pizza's about to come out, the waitress came to me and she said, I'm so sorry. They accidentally put black olives on, not green olives. And she said, but they realized their mistake and the correct one is already in the oven. We're like, okay, we're okay. Yeah. All right. That's fine. But she says, but we have the other one too. So we're going to give them both to you.
Nice.
Right.
Real so, nice.
So they made a mistake. Everybody does. Right. They realized it before they even came to us. They took steps to correct it. And then they gave us a free pizza.
It's easy, right?
It's easy.
I think that's why it's so frustrating sometimes when it's not so easy and everybody thinks, well, this should be easy.
Right.
And it's not.
That's the way to do it.
Right. That was well done. Did you write them a letter? Did you gonna leave them a comment?
I should send them an email or something. Yeah, I'll figure out. Thank you for saying that. I'm going to figure out a way to do that. Yeah.
A lot of these places want your reviews on Google or somehow.
Yeah, so, I'm not going to do that.
Well, find a way to at least let them know.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm going to do that. Thanks for saying that.
Encourage that behavior.
All right. That's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
WRJN.
goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing, uh-huh. Jeannie Buffer is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on. Goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Now